It's Sophia. Welcome back to The Sitch.
This is Ambry.
And
you go.
Thank you.
We wanted to kind of talk about our different career paths and how we got there.
Our day-to-day.
Yeah, kind of like what we do in a day. I feel like we've really never really dived into what we even do for work.
Ambry has such a cool life. She's living like the dream LA girl life right now.
I feel very blessed because I feel like younger me would have been like, yeah, like this is exactly what you want to be doing.
Yeah.
And very proud of myself. And I feel like I'll get DMs and people will be like, do you have a job? Like, because I feel like it looks online because I don't really talk about my work. And that's has nothing to do with like what I share on Instagram. And I think people just think all I do is like go to the beach, drink coffee and like take outfit photos.
That's literally all you post on Instagram. That's probably why.
Yeah. No, they're like, oh, so like, do you have a job?
She lives for the aesthetic.
I do. Genuinely.
Okay. No, you do. I meant that in a good way. I mean like that your job is just aesthetic.
It really is. No, like I get to create like mood boards and concepts and be creative and use my creativity for other brands. And it's great.
Also, she's really fucking good at it too. Like the stuff that you showed me is like amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You always do a good job.
I've also had like 10 million different jobs and different avenues that have led me to this.
Yeah.
So I feel like something I want to tell our audience is like, it's not always this like easy, clear cut path. Sometimes you have to just take messy action and it will eventually pan out somehow.
This is like a weird thing. And I was telling my boyfriend to do this the other day and he thought I was insane. I was like, sometimes you just need to quit the jobs that you're not enjoying, even if you don't have a job to back it up, to figure your shit out. Because sometimes that pressure makes you find exactly what you needed.
Well, when I first moved to LA, I didn't really have like a set structured job other than doing my fitness app and social media. Which social media is a job within itself, but I don't love brand deals and that wasn't what I wanted to make my sole source of income.
Also, it's really hard to be financially stable because the money comes in waves when you're just doing influencer stuff.
Yeah, it's not very stable. And I was like, I need stability. And I kept kind of like putting it out there, but I wasn't going to take opportunities that didn't really align.
Yeah.
I was going to be really intentional with it. And
you found your dream job, I feel like. Like you started out like at a place that's like, not your dream job and necessarily like where you want to go, but I'd say like if you had to work a 9-to-5, this would be it.
Yes, definitely. I feel like the situation is, I'm incredibly thankful for the people that I've found. And
can you describe what you actually do for work? Because I know a little bit about it, but like, I feel like it's gotten even like more intense over the past few months because you've taken on like more companies or more projects and just kind of describe like what, like in detail, like what you do. Okay. For the companies that you work for, not just like the one.
Yeah. So I work for different companies doing creative directing, content creation. So like all the photography, videography that is going to go on their social media, their website. I even will do like totally like revamp and redo the website. So like web design, graphic design as well, because I will do all like the content for that. Social strategy, marketing. It really is like the creative side of marketing. But also coming up with, okay, what is going to be our next campaign? What is our collaboration? What is the vision? How are we going to take this product to the next level? And also how can we, what I really love and the shit that gets me excited is what is the aesthetic of this company and the story that we're telling through our imagery?
That color palette, so I think for you, is like super important to follow with brands, right?
Well, yes, but also like, a lot of the brands that I came in and worked with, they didn't have a clear direction of the creativity. And it was like a little bit more messy, which doesn't make a brand look luxurious. So for me, I really love like luxurious things, like luxury branding to me, I think.
It's like clean vision.
Yes.
Like when you go on their Instagram, it looks aesthetic in the sense of like the color palette's all the same.
Yeah, like creating the
writing, the fonts, the all that kind of stuff.
Fonts, mood boards, and also like the concept behind the product.
Can you name a campaign? Like not, you don't have to name the campaign, but can you name like a content creation that you made for a campaign that you're really proud of?
One of the companies I work with is a candle company. And for me, we're going on, it didn't really have like a lot of vision, the branding. And I was like, okay, coming into this company and looking at the vision story, like I built out a brand guide and I really went deep into what does this company stand for? And how are we going to make that known in the imagery? So when anytime someone clicks on an image and sees it on their story, it's brand recognition and it's building the brand identity. And the campaign that I'm really excited about is like men's mental health and making self-care sexy for men. So the candle company is owned by two men. So we're leaning more into that. And it's all around like mental health. And yeah, I'm kind of leaning into like the Pinterest boy aesthetic, because I feel like you see the clean girl aesthetic for women. Mm-hmm. And you see that a lot on Pinterest of like the girls in the bubble bath with the candle and she's drinking wine, or girls are journaling. But you don't see men doing self-care things, and you don't.
I know more men that journal than women.
Really?
Yeah.
You have some in-touch men.
Like journaling, therapy every, you know, every week.
Good for you. You're attracting routines. Some emotionally available men.
Yeah.
Not me.
Definitely not you. No. we're going to try to retract that though this year and get you.
Yeah. Get on the right path. No, I do have friends that like are guys into it a little bit, but definitely I know more girls than guys.
That's crazy.
But yeah, that's a campaign that I'm working on now that I'm very excited about.
You've worked with a lot of like fashion brands too, like whether it be jewelry yes. or clothes. And like, I feel like it's always so fun. Like anytime Ambry has like a fun shoot day of like content creation, she'll send me pictures.
I'm like a proud mom of my own.
No,
work.
It's so good. It's so good every time. And it's so funny because you sent me a photo though, like a test photo, like a random test photo of like lighting. Mm-hmm. And you're like, doesn't this look good? And I literally was like, where is that from? And then the other day I was getting my hair done and I had shown my hairstylist mm-hmm. the brand, and like we were literally like gonna like buy something off of it now. Stop. So you like never know where it can go. It's just a small world.
Yeah, you don't really know. And that's the thing I try to help these companies with is if you are gonna be selling a high ticket item online, your brand has to look luxury. It has to look high value. And that to me, I do enjoy in photography is like, how can I photograph
things?
Yeah, make things look expensive mm-hmm. and also tell a story and portray emotions through the content.
That's awesome. What about like anything in LA that you can say is like very glamorized, but not like are influencer parties really as cool as they seem?
So that was the other part I was going to put as like, so there's that side that's like kind of my like 9 to 5, I would say.
Or nerdy side.
Yeah, like my techie, brandy, like I love photography, videography, but then there's also like more of my personal brand where it's the wellness, it's doing collaborations, going to events. I do also still do my fitness app where I share recipes, wellness tips.
Your Pinterest is like huge too.
I know, I need to get better at doing Pinterest. I've been slacking. Pinterest used to have a creator program that
it was amazing.
Paid well.
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
You made me want to start doing Pinterest.
Yeah. I had gotten on Pinterest years ago and it really helped with building my brand and I was very consistent on it. And they had a huge creator program. But now after the creator program, they don't really pay. So it's a lot harder for me to want to pour my time and energy into it because I'm just being stretched in so many different directions.
Yeah. I'm sure after a while too, like this is something I struggle with, is like when you work all day long creating content for other people yeah. and all these brands, you don't want to get home and having to create content for yourself at that point. You're like, I'm done. I'm toast today.
Yeah.
So it's hard. It's hard to like prioritize
myself.
Yeah. At all. Mm-hmm. And especially with a new job where you're trying to like, you know, get into the new swing of things and learn your new boss and, you know, trying to figure mm-hmm. out life with that job. It's so difficult to do that. Like, we even had a meeting recently about like podcast stuff. And mm-hmm. I was like, dude, I work 10 to 12 hours a day. The yeah. second I get home, I'm not working.
Like I want to turn off.
Yeah. And so it's hard to like be able to balance everything. And so I can't imagine as a content creator because mm-hmm. you spend most of your time like on your phone.
All day on my phone. Like whether I'm engaging or posting for the brands I work for
or making
my own stuff,
yeah,
creating stuff or learning too. A lot of it is like I have to learn and keep up with the different platforms. And mm-hmm. also like there's always new things to expand on, whether it's like email marketing, text
Did you
message.
Say emo marketing?
Yeah, email marketing.
Emo.
Email. Emails.
Oh my God. I thought you said emo. Like, oh I'm in love with an emo girl. That's what I thought you were saying. I was like, what the fuck is emo marketing? I'm glad that you said email. Okay.
Email, sorry. Yes.
Okay. That's a thing.
That actually does sound very similar now that I'm listening to them. But yeah, it's like creating those templates and sending out emails and just learning really everything to do with a brand, which I think is really beneficial to going into whatever venture I start next. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's definitely all day I just spend on my phone.
What would you laptop. For any person that would like to have your job, like move to LA and like is thinking about wanting to like mm-hmm. kind of be in that realm, what do you say the three things you need to know or do to get a job like that?
First, I'll answer your question that I didn't answer about the like glamorized things in the influencer LA space, because I feel like that is interesting and I didn't really fully answer it. I feel like all the events I've gone to have been very fun.
You've been to like the cool events. Like when I was going to influencer shit, it was so stupid.
Yeah, I went to VidCon recently and that was kind of interesting. Like, yeah, I think it depends on the crowd of people. I really usually go to events that align with brands that I love.
She goes to a lot of Erewhon events.
Or like, well, just I'd say wellness events in general.
Yeah.
And those are always great. And I meet the coolest girls and even the people I've met in LA. People shit on the people in LA, but I've been very fortunate to meet great
humans. You've got like a really good group of girlfriends.
I do.
I'm like low-key a little envious and jealous.
I know. We go on like weekly walks. We did a cold plunge this week.
I'm like, you posted you running into the ocean with like six other like beautiful blonde girls. And I was like,
ugh. She's like, she has friends other
yeah.
than me?
Yeah.
This is weird. I know, it's weird for me too. I always send the photos to my mom and I'm like, look, mom, I made friends.
Couldn't be me. I'm literally stuck inside a dance studio all day with no light, with kids.
I'd say the glamorous part.
Is it true or do you think like everyone, like, because when I was going to influencer parties, everyone was just showing up, getting their photo and leaving. Like no one was genuine. No one wanted to make connections. Everyone was just literally there for like Instagram content.
Yeah.
Or TikTok content and then like dipped. And they were so rude.
You do always. See that sometimes at events where it's like people are just very transactional.
Yeah.
And I'm sure even like there is people that, I don't know, like, I do see that side, but I feel like I've been lucky to kind of avoid that. I don't know. I'm not really like in the LA scene, I feel like. Like I don't go out to clubs a lot.
That's true.
I have a very wholesome LA life.
You have like the life, an LA life that everyone would want though. Like if I was to move to LA, I would want exactly what you have. Like but I wouldn't have that because the dance scene is very different down there.
Yeah. No, I do. I feel very fortunate and I love what I've created there. And I'm like, every time I'm driving on Sunset specifically, I don't know why, I'm like, oh my God, like this is 12-year-old me is proud.
No, yeah. Her job is so sick. It's really cool. And your boss does like the craziest shit ever. It's so cool.
It's literally the coolest. But, I have like
his art is insane.
Yeah. I think
you always post on your Instagram story. And it's so cool.
I also just love being around really entrepreneurial people who are doing cool shit and work hard, and getting to be around that space is really motivating because I was kind of in a funk when I was working from home.
I feel like you've always been really good though about surrounding yourself with like-minded people in the sense of like what they do for work, mm-hmm. what they're interested in, what their hobbies are, and like everything. Like, I don't know. You've always been good at that. I feel like out of all your friends, I'm like the odd one out.
No, I was thinking about though how I literally said this to my mom this morning because I was like, I always feel like I have these very highly ambitious, driven friends who are doing cool shit.
Yeah.
And I think that's just something I admire in a lot of my friends and especially in you. Like, it's really inspiring to me to be around, and those are the kind of people I like to surround myself with.
I do think that like this like past year for the both of us has been like the biggest year in the sense of like reaching our final goal. Because I think me and you have always had a clear vision and like timeline of like where we want to be. And we're not close to it yet by any means, but we're like finally on the right train track to get there, it feels like. Whether it may it be like exposure or experience, it's now in like the right realm. You know, like I started working with way more conventions this year.
Yeah.
We all know that I want to own one when I'm older. Like, you know, and you as well. Like you have a kind of a goal for your life and like what you want your brand, whether it be like Ambry Mare or a different brand to go. But I feel like this is like the first year where we're like really doing the right things for those things. Does that make sense?
100%. I agree with you. And I think environment is everything. And the second I moved to LA, I became happier. My like network expanded, and also as well as like the experiences that I got to do and the opportunities just started flowing so much easier. Like when I was in Arizona, I felt very stuck and very much limited to what
you could do.
I could reach. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like a change of scenery when you feel stuck is so amazing.
Yeah.
Cause like I remember before I moved to OC from San Diego, I just felt like so lost. And I was like, what the fuck am I going to do? Like, I really don't know. Mm-hmm. And I'm 18 and like, I need to get my shit figured out. I'm not going to college, you know? And the second I decided that I was 100% moving, whether it was going to be to Arizona or OC, like that was kind of like where I was going.
No, I'm just trying to get her moved to LA.
No,
me.
LA is a no-no. I'll drive to see you, but...
One day.
Nope.
One day.
That's a no. I feel like I had kind of like a clear vision for what I wanted, and it was seemed easier to grab. So I think a change of scenery looks great, or feels great, I should say. Not just looks. It makes your life look better in the sense of like you feel like a sense of direction and all that stuff.
You also could just meet the right people that connect you with the right opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Networking is so important.
It really is. And like, I feel like that's what gets a bad rep in LA is people are like, they just want to use you for your connections. And it's like, just know that that's a part of life. Like,
yeah.
It really is about like being in the right places, knowing the right people that are going to get you to where you want to go.
For sure.
And I never answered your question about what it's we were okay. going to say.
We keep getting the juicy stuff. It's all good.
I say we circle back. I want to hear a little bit more about you. Like, what is your day to day? And yeah, where are you at?
I think we've like talked to, like briefly about this on the podcast because people, I think, always believe my life is like so interesting. And I get like comments or DMs all the time being like, I would love to have you vlog. Like you should vlog every single day. It would literally be the same thing. My life is so...
I mean, you're really funny. So like I would watch it.
Thank you. But no, my life is just so routine based, I guess.
Yeah.
Like I do the same shit every single day, just different kids. So in that sense, it's cool because I'm getting to work with different personalities every day in different studios and different coworkers and whatnot. But like, I don't really have any time for...
You're also really busy. Yeah.
Yeah. Like my... Well, this upcoming year is going to be even more crazy because I took on more jobs not knowing I was going to be touring more.
Mm.
So that means like no days off when I have those convention weekends, which I don't know how I'm going to do.
Your body's going to hate you.
My body is going to hate me. I've done it before and it like I was sick all the time. So I'm just praying for a better experience this year. But I work Monday through Thursday at different dance studios, different dance studio every day, which is not normally like normal dance teachers teach at one or two studios. I'm teaching at four. And I teach my day normally starts at like 1 and it goes till 9:30 with no break.
And a lot of these studios you have to drive to, like far. Yeah,
Monday it's in Calabasas. Tuesdays it's in Pomona. Wednesdays is right by my house. And Thursdays is now by my house, which is really nice.
That is nice.
But before it was like...
The driving.
San Diego. And I just, I can't be going home to my parents' house every Thursday. Like driving all that way is great, but I don't have time anymore. Like I need to be home. Like I'm paying all this money for this apartment and I'm never here.
Yeah.
Ever. And I have cats and I've got a sick cat now. So I need to be home more and just, you know, there's just a lot. I don't know how I'm going to be home more with me touring more, but I'm working closer to home on Wednesdays and Thursdays now, which will be so nice because, you know, if my cat needs anything, I can just come home. It's only about the cats. They're like my kids. It's fine.
She's a cat mom, guys.
I am. I really am. But it literally is like a 10 to 8 hours, like 8 to 10 hours every day is the average of what I work. And I normally don't have breaks. And I drive like an hour, sometimes an hour and a half to 2 hours for my jobs. They're like not really local. So, and then on Fridays is when I normally fly and I do different states like every weekend. Last year I did 16, I think. Maybe it was less. I think maybe it was 14.
Oh my gosh.
14 cities, 8 in the fall, 8 in the spring. And that was a lot. We'll see how much I commit to this year, but I have a feeling it's going to be more around in the 20s.
So, oh my gosh. If you ever need a friend.
Yeah, that's the thing though. It's like my job is super lonely. Like
that is hard.
I travel by myself all the time. When my classes are done, I haven't had the experience in a while. I've had it before, but I haven't had it in a while where, you know, when I'm on these weekends, I have a coworker to hang out with and we have so much fun all the time. Like that didn't happen to me last year.
Yeah.
The year prior I did have that and that was really nice. But this past year I felt really lonely on tour. Like I felt like I just kind of taught my class, went back up to my hotel room and watched Netflix until my next, like literally, I'm not even kidding you.
Yeah.
That's what my convention weekends consist of. Me waking up, getting ready, doing class, doing a rehearsal late at night after all the classes are done before our closing show, and then watching and eating food. Like that's literally all I do. I don't want to be in the competition environment if I'm not judging.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be in. It's overstimulating. It's super like super crazy madness town over there. Yeah. And I would rather I'd rather be hanging out with someone. Like I would love to have a friend come to my room and like we just chat and like, you know, drink wine, eat dinner and like watch Netflix together so I have some company.
No, I will definitely come to some.
You should
cities.
Come to some West Coast cities this year. It'd be fun. But also like the plane rides suck when you're doing like all East Coast.
Ugh.
And you know, I'm not flying first class. Like I'm not getting I'm not like getting to fly in style. Like I'm flying wherever the fuck they put me in. Sometimes that's a middle seat. And that's
you don't
only
pick your flight times either, do you?
No, that's fucked up. But I'm hoping that's changing this year because I've had some really bad flight times, like where people have flown me in or like booked me on like a 5 a.m. flight. And I don't teach till the next day at 7 a.m. So I'm no, I don't need to leave at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to be gone from my house longer than I have to.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, you don't get to choose and they just like want you to like be there just in case any of the flights like get canceled, which I totally understand. But my time is also really valuable. And if I can be home with my boyfriend and my cats for even an hour extra a weekend, mm-hmm. I want to take that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think people think that my life is super glamorous, or like when you look at convention teachers that you've like mm-hmm. idolized your whole life, you think that their life is super glamorous. It's really not.
We're also still like working our way to where we want to be.
Yeah.
So it's like
nowhere.
We're grinding still.
Yeah. Like even if we're talking like financial stability, like I think when people see me, I think that people think I'm like loaded. And I'm like, I make no money off of my social media. Not $1.
Which you could.
No. I can't. No. On Reels, I have everything done. I don't make a penny off my Reels.
No, but you could get brand deals.
Oh, yeah. Like, I've had some brand deals in the recent months. But like when they see my rate, they're like, just kidding. And I'm like, but my followers are this much amount. This is what a social media agency. Nope. Okay.
It's not as easy to get brand deals as people think.
Also like
to get paid ones.
Yeah, I know. Paid ones. People want to gift you things. That's the issue. A lot of brands gift me a crap ton of shit, but I don't get paid for it.
Like maybe I'm just doing it wrong, but like I really talk to a lot of my influencer friends and they're like, yeah, it's not like this.
No, it's not. It's really not. It's really hard to make money on social media and it's crazy. The brand deals that have offered to pay me have been like ones that don't align with my brand. So it's been like cannabis.
Oh.
Or boob tape where I have to be like showing them how to tape my boobs. Like I can't post that.
Yeah. Sometimes the brand deals are a little concerning.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying though is like, it's just not what you think it is. And mm-hmm. like there's some days that are really fun. And like, I really love my creative process. So, like when I have these huge performances that I get to, you know, creative direct, pick out the costumes, like do all this mm-hmm. shit with, but not just specifically with like my students, but with like professional dancers.
Mm.
And I've gotten to do that way more this year. And it's definitely like amazing to work with kids and they're so fantastic, but it's a whole nother thing to work with professional dancers because you can kind of just throw them anything right now and they're not in the stage where they're a sponge, where they're like exposing to all these new things and like trying to soak up everything. These professional dancers, they've done it all. So they don't mm-hmm. care what you throw at them. So you can kind of just do crazy shit and they're like, yeah, I'm down.
Can inspire you too in your creative process.
Totally. And so that's been really cool. I think like out of everything in my job, like creating those pieces has been the most fun for me this year.
Mm.
I've got like 3 more coming up just in the summer.
That's exciting.
And I'm really excited about it. But it's also like difficult to fit that in with when I'm, you know, working 10 hours a day and to be constantly inspired, like to make up choreography every single day is so difficult. To make up cool choreography every day. Because I can make up the same shit, no problem. But I want my stuff to look different. You know, those choreographers that you've been to those competitions where like one choreographer.
I mean, I taught dance before.
Yeah, I know. But like, you know how it is. Like there's always those choreographers that work so much that everything that they do looks the same. And I don't want to be like that. Like I'm so versatile in the stuff that I can teach and the stuff that I'm trained in that I should never be that. And so that's also like a cool thing about my job is that I'm not just teaching contemporary.
That is cool.
And especially with 10-hour days, like I'm going from a technique class to a lyrical class to a jazz class to a legs and feet class to a point class. Like, and I think that's also why like I am hireable.
Very versatile.
I can do whatever you want. You throw anything at me. Okay, I can do it. Hip hop's the only thing I won't do, but Ethan's got that covered.
Take a Sofia Lucia hip hop class.
No one ever wants to take that. That's what Ethan's
I think our
for.
Listeners would love to.
Mm-mm.
It's really...
But that's my life. That's literally my day to day. And then I travel and then that's about it. But the traveling isn't glamorous either. If I was flying first class, that's glamorous as fuck.
Well, I was going to say one day, like when you're getting to do this for yourself and you're calling the shots, it will be like, it will all have paid off.
All the years
of grinding. But I also think like you have to pay your dues. People 100%. Want to just be at their like dream right then and there. They want to be like, how can I get to where you are? And it's like, you have to do a lot of shitty things to teach you to be able to be in this position.
Yeah. Well, even for me, like my past 2 years working for the companies I've worked for has been with the idea to get to a certain level of certain companies. Like certain companies are bigger than others.
Yeah.
And I've always known that I'm going to pay my dues. I'm going to earn my spot. Mm-hmm. And I never minded that. Even if I've worked for those like huge companies before as a dancer, that does not mean I'm going to be hired as a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So like taking certain jobs as a stepping stool was really important to me to feel like I've worked my way up. And so when I get to the top spot, I feel like I've earned it.
Mm-hmm.
And especially because with dance, there's so many egos and there's so many interesting humans, to say the least.
Oh, such interesting humans.
I never want anyone to say that I didn't deserve it because I know that I've taken the steps to get there. And so for me, I don't mind grinding right now. Like I don't mind working 10 hours a day, 12 hours a day, whatever it may be, because I have a view of the long haul. Like I'm in it for the long run and I know where I'm going to go. And I don't think that I'll get there without these things.
Yeah.
And so that's what kind of keeps me fueled and to keep going. And I'm sure the same thing with you.
Yeah.
It's not going to be amazing every single day. Like there's definitely days where I'm like, I just want a fucking day off. And I want no loud music and I want to see no kids for a day. And I'm so sorry. And I love those kids with my whole heart.
Yeah.
But some days that's how it feels.
100%.
And you just have to push through.
Some days I just want to throw my phone into the ocean.
Yeah.
I'm just like, no, I don't want to talk or do anything. I don't even want to look at social media.
I've gotten better though. Like on my days off, I don't respond to moms because I just couldn't anymore.
Yeah. You got to have boundaries.
Yeah.
But it is true. It's like all of these little things are what is going to like prepare us for what we really want.
Yeah. And I personally would rather have my life be really hard right now.
Yeah.
In my 20s. So when I'm 30, I can just enjoy that good shit. You know?
We're going to be like shaking our ass on a yacht.
Yeah. That's the goal.
That is the goal. I always talk to my friends about this. I'm like, I want to be working so hard. And like some people want to fuck off in their 20s. And I'm like, I rather work so hard in my 20s to really enjoy like my 30s.
For sure. And that's me too. And I think that's why we're very close. That's why you're my best friend.
Yeah.
Because everyone else my age does not have that view. Like they're like, but this is the time in your 20s to have fun. And like, I'm like, no.
It's fun for me to work towards my goals.
Yeah.
And like, I still do have fun. Like I will go out dancing. I will stay out till like 4 in the morning.
You're
like,
much better at balance than I am.
Surprisingly, I am Yeah.
Yeah. You're way better at it than I am. I have to learn. But I feel like this year we've had some experiences together that have been fun.
Dude, I can't wait for Vegas.
Yeah. My 21st is coming up, you guys. And we're going to Vegas.
It feels like my birthday. Low-key.
Oh. I like your birthday better than my birthday. But I've actually never been with you on your birthday since your 22nd.
This year,
really excited for this year.
This year, we're going to make it happen.
I know.
We should do something fun.
We're going to do something crazy. But no, balance is hard with any job. But I think... You know, I don't really care about, I've never been a big partier. I've never been like, let's go fucking get drunk. Like, there's just never been me.
Yeah.
And we didn't go to college. So I understand that sometimes college breeds that like
mentality.
Where you're like, this is the time to have fun. This is not, you know, this is not where I have full responsibility. Like, I moved out at 18. I'm financially independent from my family. Like,
very young.
I don't have time to like fucking fail. Like, this is not my time to like go get drunk and not, and party and like, and you know, go on these yachts right now with some rich guy. I don't know. You know, hypothetical. Like I want to earn it, and I've always been a hard worker since I was young, and I really don't mind it. I don't mind it because I know it's paying off. And every year when I get that like extra, that new job that I wanted.
Yeah.
Or when I get that recognition that I wanted, it feels so much better. If someone wanted to get into your job, like they want to take your lifestyle or they want to have a career similar to yours, what are the top three things that they either need to have on their resume or they need to do to get your job?
For me, building my personal brand is what has really allowed me to be able to do this for other brands. So that was a constant since I was 18. I every single day was creating and like producing content or like articulating and crafting that skill. So I think for me, it's like one, knowing what are your strengths. I was very self-aware and knew like since I was very little, I've always seen the world in photos and videos. Like I would be in seventh grade taking photos and spending my family vacation editing photos, and I would bring my camera everywhere. And that was always what I wanted to like spend money on, is like new camera equipment, or I would want to learn how to like video edit. And I took like, okay, what am I good at? What is my strengths? And what can I
bring to the table?
Yeah, like make into a business.
Got it.
Even when I was building my personal brand online, it was like, okay, I'm very passionate about wellness. It stemmed from me healing my Lyme disease. This is what I'm going to create and share right now. And I was, what can I be consistent on? So I would film and post workout videos, like probably film like three and edit three workout videos a day and be so consistent with it. And that consistency compounding over years is what I feel like has gotten me to where I am. And also just having an eye for it.
This is random, but I feel like with any profession, and I guess maybe not, I think for our industry, because we're in the same industry, really.
Yeah, like we're both in the creative space.
Yeah, and very, very artistic jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to be like ride or die for it. I think if you're halfway in, it never really works out for anyone that's halfway in.
No.
They need to either like fully commit or not at all, because it just doesn't, like it doesn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have to put everything that you have into an artistic job, I think, just because it is so creative and you have so much to like.
It takes a lot more time for it to pay off, truthfully.
It does, yeah. It's not like if you were to go to business school and then like you would just automatically get hired for a job.
And I've done, like I was saying earlier, a lot of random little jobs, like teaching dance, teaching fitness to dancers, teaching like
nutrition,
doing online coaching. I was a videographer for another fitness girl. Mm. I worked at Lululemon for 4 years. So that's another like wellness space, but product based. I did like visual merchandising. I feel like all of these, building my wellness app, all of these little things have given me different lessons and skills that I've taken into my craft today.
I think like anyone listening, I just think if you are lost and you want to get into the creative space, you really just have to start building your resume young. Like don't wait till you're out of college to start getting a job.
And just start, like,
just start.
Be consistent. Yeah. Have opportunity. Like if you have an opportunity, take it. Like start saying yes to more things.
Mm-hmm.
And I really hate when people play the victim mentality and are like, I'm lost. I don't really know what to do. And it's like, you're never going to know what to do unless you just try everything and see what you like.
Yeah, you just got to put your mind to something though and stick with it. Like I think sometimes with our line of work, there's so many more no's than yeses. So you have to be okay with that. And you have to know that you bring something to the table no matter what. And you have to believe that though.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have to know in your bones that you are meant for that.
Yeah.
Because it is such a hard lifestyle and it is a hard line of work to do well and to financially do well.
Because if you don't feel like you have that like in your bone gut feeling, I would say maybe explore and figure out what is for you.
Yeah.
Because I agree. And that's going to be really hard for you to continue to be consistent and have the drive when, like you said, it's a lot of no's. It's not a fast get money rich or get rich quick scheme. Like it's not that.
It's very much so long haul. It's also like based off of luck. Not your job necessarily, but like an influencer's job. Like whoever makes it big on Instagram, that's a lot of luck.
Yeah, it is.
Like the fact that people who have never done a day in their life, like literally don't know anything about makeup, but they're doing makeup or just and blow up is like insane. You know, like you just never know. It's a lot of luck.
Life is a lot of luck sometimes. It's like right timing.
dance jobs are luck too.
Yeah.
It's a lot of network, but there's a lot of times where you just get a job randomly and you don't know why. And then there's some times where you're like, well, I knew the choreographer, so if I, yeah, I'm going to get it. So it's just different.
I'd say the last thing would be, honestly, moving to the environment that is going to allow for opportunities. Like for me, moving to LA, I wouldn't necessarily be doing exactly what I'm doing if I didn't move to LA.
I agree.
So it really is putting yourself in the right environment to have the opportunities you want.
For me, like you can really dance anywhere, but I know for me, like San Diego only had so much to offer in the sense of studios and where the clientele was. And I knew that OC had a crap ton of studios. Like I think Orange County has the most dance studios I've ever seen in my whole life.
Really?
Just in this little area.
It's also a lot more. It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. So people are more willing to pay you right. And on top of that, like it's close to LA. So if I need to drive for an audition, I'm right there in 45 minutes. It's no longer a 3-hour drive.
That is nice.
You know, I'm an hour and a half from home, so I can still work in San Diego if I want. It just seemed like a better fit for me than San Diego did at the time. I also feel like I'm a person that needs change often. So I felt very comfortable in San Diego and I feel like I conquered it all already. And I was just like done. Like I think there was no way that I would be progressing my teaching skills or, you know, even like getting the opportunities I am now if I didn't take that leap of faith and get out of my old ways. Because then you're just in the same habits that you're used to your whole life.
I agree.
I also think like moving out on your own is such a pivotal thing.
It teaches you so much.
And it teaches you so much. And I think it really does shape you as not only as like a human, but like as a businesswoman or man. Like it really does change your perspective because you have to figure out your shit.
Yeah.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Your parents aren't there anymore.
Mm-mm.
So yeah, I think that's really it for this episode. I really do think that we kind of dive deep into what you do for work and what I do for work.
Hopefully you have a better understanding and don't think all we do is go get coffee and sit on the beach.
And then I just like fly first class everywhere and have a glamorous life. No, yeah. But I hope that this episode kind of let our audience get to know us more.
Mm-hmm.
Not just like as podcast hosts, but like actually as like Soph and Ambry.
Mm-hmm. Also, if you have any other questions, like if you're like, that is my dream. I want to be a dance teacher. Mm-hmm. I want to be more in the content space.
Yeah.
DM us. Like we love to get deep with anyone that is... whether you DM us personally or on the...
I'm not good at personal DMs, but if you DM the podcast, we're better at that.
Okay, yeah. We can DM on there and I love to send back voice memos. Like I get deep. Like if people are like, hey, can I ask you these questions? So don't be afraid to reach out and ask us that. We would love to help.
Yeah. And also like maybe we can even read them out loud for if there's questions. Like
that'd
that
be a good
cool.
episode.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like that.
Yeah. Just brainstorming over here. We'll let you guys go. But thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys had a good time and we will see you next time.
Yes. Bye.